Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Everybody, it is Zoe Moon, and we are looking at the month of January 2025. Here we are, and there is a lot going on this month, so let's get right into it. We start the month with Mars still in retrograde in Leo until the 5th. So those first 5 days of January, anything we need to go back over with our current situation or revisiting past people or situations, or even letting go of when it comes to lovers, children, creative endeavors, or recreation, it is highlighted the 1st through the 5th. Then Mars is going to take his retrograde into the sign Cancer on the 6th and take us through there until February 23rd. So that's when our do-over begins, having to do with revisiting past situations and past people tied to what we're doing at home, or any moves or renovations or real estate deals, what's going on with family, parents, or roommates. So we have plenty of time, the rest of January and most of February, to really tackle this. And in the midst of this in January, on the 13th, we have a full moon in Cancer. So something is coming to a climax right there at the middle of the month, you know, regarding our home or family or parents or roommates, moves, renovations, real estate deals. And so we might be really reaching an apex by wrapping things up and marking an ending, or we might be celebrating or achieving some goal we've set there while we're in that do-over mode with Mars and the actions we're taking there. Now, Venus is going to move into Pisces on January 2nd and spend the rest of the month all the way until February 4th in this sign. So Venus has to do with our love and love life and love earth. It also has to do with our income flow. It focuses on women and beauty and pleasure as well. So in Pisces, we're going to have a lot going on behind closed doors, behind the scenes, maybe in development in these areas of life. And we might see that research helps us with this. Or maybe we're just holding up romantically with somebody throughout this period, or maybe there's a karmic past life soul ready to enter our life for one of those reasons, for love or money, right? It could also be that there's a lot of potential to earn our living through our creative endeavors through January up through that February 4th, or through we find more beauty and more pleasure through our spiritual practices. And so really the only drawback of having Venus in this sign is Venus tends to want to be laid back and enjoy themselves, and this is the sign that rules addiction and bad habits. So we do have to be extra careful in January and up through February 4th that we're not, you know, overindulging in things that we would regret later on. But there you have it. Now, we have Mercury moving into Capricorn at 5:30 a.m. on the 8th, and we'll tour there through the 27th. So, you know, having Mercury in Capricorn, our minds get way more serious and goal-oriented, and the things we want to talk about and meet about and make decisions about are now based on those personal goals or, excuse me, our career, or what's happening with our own leadership abilities or the authority figures in our life, like parents and judges and directors and teachers and mentors and producers, etc. So you can expect for the talks and the meetings to amplify over those themes during those weeks, and that we might focus more on sales. It might bring more writing or agreements or negotiations into the mix. And we might get busier locally or on short trips to nearby places tied to these goals or career needs or authority figures. So there you have that. Now, the second half of the month, well, really starting from the 19th onward, we have a lot of energy starting to amp up in the Aquarius field. And so on the 19th of January, the sun moves into Aquarius and will shine its spotlight there for 30 days. And so during that period, we're all being called to step forward and get more personally involved or more physically involved when it comes to the collective, when it comes to what we're doing with our aspirations or original projects, when it comes to our friends and associates and group affiliations, anything we're doing online or with big tech, with astrology or science or charities. And so it's definitely a time where we want to be in that mix. And we may want to pursue our own interests and promote those there. And we may want to involve our name or brand or title or image in some of that as well. On the 27th, starting at 9:53 p.m. Eastern, Mercury moves into this territory and will be there until Valentine's Day. So Mercury here is going to just amp up the invitations from friends and for parties and events and the talks and meetings online and about your aspirations and the sales and the writing and the negotiations focused on these social realms of Aquarius. And then finally, we have a new moon on the 29th of January. This is perfected at 7:36 a.m. Eastern, and it is at 9 degrees of Aquarius. So this opens up 2 weeks of cosmic boost, which can help all of us launch ourselves forward with any of these Aquarius themes. You know, you can start something brand new. Maybe you'll make new friendships. Maybe you'll start something new online. You know, anything new is favored during this time, but you can also take current situations into new chapters or new directions, move them forward in some new way. So again, forward momentum for 2 weeks with a lot of cosmic energy behind it when it comes to what we're doing online with friends, with groups, with associates, with clubs and organizations, with charities, astrology, science, or our own aspirations or original projects. And then finally, in the month of January, on the 30th at 11:22 a.m. Eastern, Uranus comes out of its months of retrograde and goes direct. Now, Uranus rules Aquarius, right? And so now we have this ruler moving forward. It's ready to go into what comes next in our story with Uranus. How do I want to reinvent myself? What new exciting experiences do I want to have? What sudden changes am I willing to invoke or go along with as they arrive in my life? It's playing out in Taurus. So how am I moving forward with innovations and original ideas and social influences and online stories as it impacts my income when it comes to my purchases or possessions or my products? When it comes to, you know, how I'm aligning with my values or sharing my values or being valued? So all of this is going to be moving forward. And Uranus is going to be direct through Taurus up through July 7th, and then it's going to leave Taurus and move into Gemini. So it's definitely an important time. You know, we've had it here for years, and we really want to make the most of things that are unique and original and really open up our connection to the collective and our social stream around these themes. So definitely watch that for getting a secondary boost forward. You know, it's happening just the day after the new moon, so it's definitely like the new moon gives us the boost, and then this gives us the boost, and it's all going to start to go. So there we have the overview. So let's look at the signs for Aries. Your ruler Mars is in retrograde throughout January and into February, so you're definitely being asked to slow down a bit during this time and reevaluate something that you want to be involved in or don't anymore. So Aries, from the 1st through the 5th, this is in Leo, so asking you to look at past or ongoing situations with lovers or your love life, with creative adventures or anything recreational or anything involving kids or any dramas if you have any of those. So for the first 5 days, reassess, release, rework. And then Mars is going to take its retrograde into Cancer on the 6th. And up until February 23rd, you're in do-over mode when it comes to your home. Are you ready to move? Are you ready to renovate? Do you want to take in a roommate or get rid of a roommate? Is there something you want to focus on with family or parents or real estate? So anything that is there at the root of your chart, you are in do-over mode there. The full moon on the 13th will bring something to a climax. So big endings or achievements or celebrations there with home, family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, or roommates. So in the midst of it. And then Venus will be spending most of the month and into February 4th, starting on January 2nd in your 12th house, Aries. So love and income opportunities come through behind-the-scenes efforts, research, karmic unions and cycles, things having to do with artistic pursuits. So you might make money artistically or find romance out at the theater or at the concert, etc. It can be spiritual for you during this time. There's a lot more beauty and pleasure here as well. It's a time where you will have to watch about overindulging in alcohol or substances. That's your one drawback. But otherwise, there's a lot of beauty and love and joy and possibly money-making opportunities behind the scenes here for you starting on the 2nd. Mercury will move into Capricorn on the 8th. And so from the 8th through the 27th, this is going to really help you, Aries, get into more talks, interviews, meetings, sales, negotiations, writing, offers, decisions about your career or any big goals you're setting. It also could be big news or talks or decisions involving a parent, a boss, a judge, a director, teacher, mentor, or other authority figure. So make the most of that. Then we have a lot of Aquarius energy starting to charge up starting on the 19th when the sun moves into Aquarius for 30 days. Aries, this is definitely going to put you at the center stage with your friends and parties and events and groups and gatherings and online. You know, you're standing out. You're shining. Make the most of that. If you're trying to put your image out there online or you're trying to be, you know, attend more social gatherings, I mean, this is your period. Mercury comes into this territory on the 27th in the evening up until February 14th. So, you know, really adding to the flow of talks and invitations and meetings and sales and writing and decisions that involve friends and groups and the internet, etc. And then that new moon on the 29th is in this territory of Aquarius. So you now have 2 weeks to launch forward, make new friends or start new interests with friends, do new things with groups on the internet, with astrology, with charities, parties, or events, or focused, Aries, on your own personal aspirations or original projects. You do have a lot more momentum to get that going now. And then finally on the 30th, with Uranus going direct, you're now going to see in the months ahead up through July 7th forward momentum on trying some new things, reinventing yourself when it comes to what you're doing to make money, when it comes to the purchases or products or possessions you're getting involved with, or when it comes to the things you're valuing. It's time to, you know, add a little spark of excitement and shake things up a bit and possibly see some forward momentum with those themes through friends or associates or online or through, you know, any kind of gatherings or events you might attend. So there you have it. For Taurus, the first 5 days of January, Mars retrograde is asking you to reassess, revisit, release, or rekindle something at home, or about a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, your family, parents, or roommates. And then Mars is going to go into Cancer with its retrograde on the 6th and be retrograde there until February 23rd. So Taurus, during this time, you're going back and reassessing or reworking or releasing something having to do with talks or offers or decisions that were made, maybe having to do with a move or short trips or local activities, or that involves a brother, sister, or neighbor, or your vehicles or electronics. It also, Taurus, could be revisiting something about sales or writing. And so there's a lot there to choose from, you know, but Mars is definitely saying this is the time in your do-over. And by the 13th, there's a full moon in this territory. So any of those themes I just mentioned could be coming to an apex in your life where you're wrapping something up and marking an ending, or you're achieving a goal, or you're celebratory about one of those themes. So it's about the energy being at its height then. Now, Venus is going to be in Pisces most of the month from the 2nd onward until February 4th. So Taurus, this means when it comes to the love and the money flow and the beauty and the pleasure, you're going to find it with friends and groups and at gatherings and online, or tied to your aspirations and your original projects. You could also find it through charity or science or astrology. So, you know, it's interesting, right? It sounds like you're going to be very social during this time. Mercury moves into Capricorn on the 8th and is there until the 27th. So, Taurus, you know, during this time, a lot more talks, news, offers, sales, writing, or decisions that are about your ninth house. So it could be legal matters, could be about education, could be about travel plans or distant situations, could be media ventures, could be about ceremonies, religion, politics. So you have a lot there to choose from as well, and it's going to go by kind of quickly, so definitely keep lines of communication open there. And then we have all this energy moving into Aquarius from the 19th onward. So Taurus, you know, this is really, it starts on the 19th with the sun moving here for 30 days, putting a spotlight on your career or your life goals, your status, your fame, your leadership abilities, and or any higher-ups in your life. So you're showing up. You're more physically involved. You're pursuing your personal interests there. You might tie your name or brand or image into something there, and you have a bit of an edge. So, you know, being involved in those scenes is where it's at. Starting on the 27th, up through February 14th, Mercury comes into that territory. So now you're getting into those talks or meetings or interviews, or you're focused on the writing, the sales, the short trips, the decisions about these goals or about the career or about, you know, these higher-up individuals. And then by the 29th, we have a new moon in that territory. So now you get 2 weeks of big cosmic boost to help you launch forward into any new goals or career interests or new authority figures coming into your life, bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, mentors. Or you can really launch forward with these goals and career matters and authority figures that are already in play and take them into new chapters, into new directions with that momentum behind it. And then finally, you know, you've been hosting the planet Uranus in your sign, a lot of reinvention of who you are over these past years. And that is coming out of retrograde, out of its holding pattern, its slowdown, its slumbering, and going direct on the 30th. And this is going to feel like a nice jolt for you, Taurus. You're ready. You're ready to go into one of the very biggest last reinvention periods of your life. And so moving forward, ready to try new things physically, ready to look at new ways to present yourself or focus on your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity. So you're going to have until July 7th with this focused on you. So see where that takes you. So Gemini, the first 5 days of January, Mars is retrograde in your third house. So you still are focusing on all decisions, sales, writing, agreements, talks, meetings. Or maybe, Gemini, there's something from the past with a brother, sister, neighbor, move, vehicle, or electronic that you're revisiting. So, you know, not very many days, but it is important. And then Mars takes its retrograde into Cancer on the 6th, early in the morning, and will be there until February 23rd. So this means that during this period, Gemini, you are going to be going into do-over mode, revisiting the past or releasing some things, reworking them, situations involving your income, your purchases, your products, your possessions, your values, or how you are being valued. What are you going to do about it? So that kicks in on the 6th. And in the midst of this, in January, we have a full moon on the 13th in this same territory. So something is climaxing for the Geminis about their income, their purchases, products, possessions, their values, or how they're being valued at that time. So you're wrapping up and marking some endings. You're achieving and celebrating some things. So big moments there. On the 8th of the month, Mercury moves into Capricorn. So for Gemini, you know, from the 8th through the 27th, more talks, more meetings, offers, news, decisions that are focused on loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, a partner's money, or anything else that's a financial resource like that. Or it's focusing, you know, a lot of meetings that are sexual and intimate or have to do with divorce or have to do with a birth or a death or any third-party stories that are playing out. So you'll get busy with that during those weeks. Then we have a lot of energy coming into Aquarius. So for Gemini, you know, this is going to focus on your ninth house. So it could be about travel or distant situations. It could be about legal agreements. It could be about education, whether you're teaching or learning. It could be about media or marketing interests, ceremonies, religion, politics, so anything that's in the expansive mind arena, this is where it's at. So on the 19th, the sun moves here for 30 days. It puts a spotlight on you, Jim, and says, time for you to start showing up in one of these realms or several of these realms. Go for what it is you want. Promote yourself. Pitch yourself. Bring your brand, your image, your name, your title into it. Get physically involved. On the 27th, Mercury joins this story and will be there till February 14th. So more talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions about these themes. And then on the 29th, we have the new moon. This opens up 2 weeks of forward momentum and helps you start something new in these realms or take what you're already doing and move that into the new chapter. And then finally, we have Uranus going direct on the 30th. So after months of being in that holding pattern, that slowdown, you're now going to start to see things moving into what comes next. You're going to have this forward movement with Uranus until July 7th. And so this is the reinvention, the excitement, the original things, the social energy, the online stuff that's playing out for you behind the scenes or tied to artistic pursuits or romance or spirituality or institutions or research and development. Or for some Geminis, you know, this has been a very karmic period where a lot of surprises and sudden changes have been happening that are tied to past life scenarios for you. And that's moving forward again over these months ahead. So there you have it. All right, so for Cancer, Mars is retrograde in Leo from the 1st through the 5th. So just in those first 5 days, you are still reassessing, releasing, revisiting some things tied to your income, your purchases, your products, your possessions, your values, or how you're being valued. And so if you need to get in there and do something about that, you'll have those 5 days. But then Mars is going to take its retrograde into your sign starting at 5:44 a.m. Eastern on the 6th. And then it's going to be there the rest of January and all the way until February 23rd. So Cancer, what you want to do about, you know, something that's been going on or something from the past tied to what's happening with your body, with your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, your personal needs, your passions, your anger, your drive and motivation, you know. It's a do-over. It's a really important do-over for the Cancer. So, you know, really kind of figuring out what is this drawing you back to here, Cancer, starting on the 6th. And in the midst of this, on the 13th of January, there's a full moon in your sign, Cancer. This is at 24 degrees of Cancer. And so something climaxing for you, about you, you know, you might be in the center stage and the spotlight's on you or something you're finally wrapping up and ending or that's been going on with you personally or physically or something you're finally achieving and celebrating, you know. So big moments for the Cancers there. Now, on the 8th of the month, Mercury moves into Capricorn and will be there through the 27th. Cancer, this is going to amplify talks, meetings, short trips, sales, offers, decisions that involve key relationships for you. So you might be hearing from and making choices a lot more with romantic partners or business partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or advocates, you name it. So make the most of that little period. And then we have energy in Aquarius starting to amp up. It starts with the sun moving into Aquarius on the 19th for 30 days. Puts a spotlight on you, Cancer, financially, sexually, with any powerful changes that are evolving in your story of life, anything with divorce or third-party stories as well. So you're getting in there physically doing something in those realms, or you're personally tied to pitching yourself and your ideas and promoting your interests in those realms. And Mercury comes on board on the 27th through February 14th, so really helps you get into the talks and meetings and sales and offers and decisions that involve those loans and inheritance and taxes and investments and settlements or whatever the financial realm is, or tied to your sex life or divorce or third-party interest. And then on the 29th, the new moon kicks in this territory. So, you know, Cancer, you have 2 weeks now with a lot of cosmic momentum behind starting something new or taking what you're doing already into new chapters or new directions in those realms. And then finally, this month, on the 30th, Uranus comes out of months of retrograde and goes direct and will be direct now through July 7th. So, Cancer, a very powerful, big push forward. any kind of reinvention or original interest or social influence that's playing out online with you or with friends or groups or associates or clubs, organizations, gatherings, parties, events. You know, there's a lot more innovation and excitement occurring there over these months ahead. And so you want to kind of be in the moment for what's coming. You also might have some original project ready to really start to go out there in some new next chapter way. All right, so for Leo, Mars is retrograde still as we enter January in your sign up through the 5th. And so those first 5 days, you are still slowed down a bit and reassessing something personal or physical for yourself, Leo. Check anything you still need to go back and figure out about your body image, brand name, title, identity, or needs. And then Mars retrogrades into Cancer on the 6th, early in the morning, and will be there in retrograde until February 23rd. So for Leo, it's taking your do-over into the 12th house. And over these weeks ahead, you're kind of going back and saying, what do I need to do about something, or do I need to focus on some old passion or anger here having to do with my artistic outlets or talents or projects, my romantic life, my spiritual life? Do I need to do something about an addiction, bad habit, or secret or deception? Is there something about boundaries? Is there something about water? Is there something about institutions, research and development, or karmic past life cycles? Okay, so that's a lot for your do-over, Leo. And by the 13th, we have a full moon in the same territory, so any of those topics can be coming to a climax. You might be wrapping things up and marking endings or celebrating or achieving something there. Now, Mercury moves into Capricorn on the 8th and will be there till the 27th. So for Leo, this is really going to be helpful as far as getting into talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, or decisions that have to do with your work or are health-related or about animals, or involve coworkers, hired help, or paperwork. So, yay, get into that. And then you're going to start to see a lot starting to pick up in your relationship zone, starting on the 19th when the sun moves into this territory for 30 days, putting a spotlight on you there, Leo, saying time for you to physically show up with these key individuals or time for you to make it about your interests, your needs, with them. So you'll be connecting with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, whoever is important here to help pursue your physical interests or what's going on with your body, image, brand name, title, etc. Mercury comes into this story on the 27th and is there till February 14th. So, Leo, this will definitely help you, you know, make the appointments, take the meetings, get into talks, field proposals, offers, make decisions, focus on sales, writing agreements, etc. And then that new moon in your relationship zone kicks in on the 29th and gives you 2 weeks of a big cosmic boost forward so you can start new relationships, you can start new interests with current relationships, you can take current relationships in new directions or new chapters. So again, partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, make the most of it. And then finally, we have Uranus going direct on the 30th, so after months of slowed down and in retrograde, it is now ready to take you into a nice major new chapter of reinvention and excitement and originality and social influence, that is focused on your big life goals or your career or fame or status or involves what's coming next with a boss, a parent, judge, director, teacher, mentor. So look for some new things starting to get underway or some forward momentum on things you've been waiting on there starting on the 30th. All right, so for Virgo, Mars is retrograde in the first 5 days of the month still in Leo. So during these 5 days, if you still need to slow down and readdress something going on with art, film, music, painting, poetry, romance, your spiritual life, a bad habit or addiction, a secret or a deception, an institution, or some recuperative need or research. Yes, that's a lot, I know. Then you can't. You have do-over energy around it. But then Mars on the 6th of January is going to move into Cancer and be there in retrograde until February 23rd. So Virgo, during these weeks, the rest of January and most of February, you're going to be in do-over mode with friends, associates, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, and any original projects or aspirations. So it is going to help you go back and pick up on some old connections or old ideas and projects, or rework the current ones and really fine-tune things and get the passions rolling there. Now, Venus is going to be in Pisces starting on the 2nd of January all the way till February 4th. So when it comes to the love or the money flow, the beauty or the pleasure, this is playing out, Virgo, with your relationship. So this is one of the best times of the year to fall in love or renew and reignite love with a romantic partner, or to pursue income opportunities with business partners or clients or representation or any of these key relationships. You also might just find that you're enjoying your time one-on-one with people more during this period. So make the most of that. We have Mercury entering Capricorn on the 8th. And so from the 8th until the 27th, this is going to really open up more talks and meetings and offers and decisions involving creative projects, involving recreational pursuits, involving your love life or a lover or children in your life. So if you need to talk or meet somebody or focus on the writing, the sales, the agreements, the decisions, this period will help enhance that. The sun moves into Aquarius on the 19th and puts a spotlight here for 30 days. And so, Virgo, this is definitely going to help you guys stand out and get more involved physically and pursue your interests and promote yourself through the work you are here to do or the work you're pursuing, or anything that is health-related or involves animals or ties in with your coworkers or hired help or your paperwork. You're kind of the favored child now. You're standing out in these realms. And Mercury joins in on the 27th of the month and will be there till February 14th. So now you can get into a lot more talks or meetings or interviews, sales, writing, offers, decisions about the work, the health, the animals, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help. And then by the 29th, we have the new moon there. And so this opens up 2 weeks of forward cosmic boost to help you guys start any new work projects or jobs or any new health regimes or situations with animals or coworkers or hired help or paperwork. Or you can take anything that you're already involved in and really move it forward into what comes next. You do have a lot of momentum behind that now. And then finally, on the 30th, we have Uranus going direct. And so for months, it's been kind of slowed down, and you've been reassessing, and now it's going to be moving into what comes next from the 30th all the way till July 7th. For Virgo, this is about your genius, your excitement, your original ideas and projects, your social stream, and how you're moving that forward through travel or distance, through legal agreements, through educational pursuits, whether you're teaching or learning new things here, through media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, through ceremonies, through religion, through politics. So some exciting, interesting, original, unique things are about to start to move forward there and stay move in forward movement over the months ahead. All right, so for Libra, Mars is retrograde from the 1st through the 5th in Leo, and so through those first 5 days, anything you're still trying to rehash, revisit, release, having to do with old passions, angers, or actions with friends, with groups, online, around original projects or aspirations, you know, you have the potential to still do that in those 5 days. And then Mars is going to take its retrograde into Cancer on the 6th and be in retrograde in Cancer until February 23rd. Wow. So, Leo, you know, Mars here is going to be putting you into do-over mode about your life goals, about your career, and about any bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, producers, mentors, or other authority figures. So you may be going back to the past and picking back up on an old project or idea or situation or person. You might be reworking a current situation. You might be exiting something during this time. But definitely watch what's coming into view during that time to give you clues about which way this is supposed to go. And then we have Venus coming into Pisces on the 2nd. So Libra, you know, Venus here up through February 4th is all about the love or the money opportunities, the beauty, the pleasure playing out around the work you're doing. So whether you're on the job pursuing a job or you're, you know, working around on projects at the home, this is where the joy and the money flow and the love is going to be playing out. Also playing out around health objectives. So if you're at the gym or you're out hiking or, you know, going to the doctor or whatever you do for health, it also is playing out around animals. So you might find a lot more love and enjoyment with the animals. You also might get involved in something with a coworker or hiring help, you know, or signing paperwork that has to do with income during this time. So, yay, make the most of that. And then we have Mercury coming into Capricorn on the 8th through the 27th. So over those weeks, there's a lot more news, talks, meetings, offers, decisions about your home or that have to do with family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, roommates. So there you have that. And then we have energy coming into Aquarius. So on the 19th, the sun moves into Aquarius and puts a spotlight there for 30 days. Libra, this is your fun zone. This is the zone of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. So you're in the spotlight there. You know, you can be noticed. You can pursue your needs and your interests. You can be more physically involved and go for it. On the 27th, the Mercury comes into this territory and joins the story. It will be there till February 14th. This can help you meet people. It can help you get into talks. It can help you focus on short trips or sales or writing that is tied to love or creativity or kids or recreation. And then there's a new moon there on the 29th. So now we have 2 weeks of forward momentum and a big boost from the cosmos. Starting new love interests, new things with kids, new creative endeavors, new recreational pursuits, or taking the current into new directions or new chapters. And then finally, Libra, we have Uranus going direct on the 30th. And so for you, coming out of months of kind of slowdown and reassessment, and over the months ahead up through July 7th, you're moving into new, exciting, sudden changing online social influence, impact, playing out around loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, investments, settlement, alimony, child support, or any other financial realm, or also playing out in your sex life, or reproductively, or with a divorce, or a birth or a death, or any third-party stories. So it's back in play, and you're moving forward. For Scorpio, Mars is retrograde from the 1st through the 5th. In your career midheaven, tied to your personal life goals, your status, your fame, and or your boss, parent, or other authority figures in your life. So those first 5 days, if you still need to go back and readdress old actions or passion or anger there, you can. And then Mars is going to take his retrograde into Cancer on the 6th, early in the morning, and be in do-over mode in retrograde all the way until February 23rd. So Scorpio, the rest of January and most of February, you're in do-over mode when it comes to any media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting opportunities, any legal agreements, travel plans, distant situations, educational pursuits, ceremonies, religious interests, or politics. So you're going back and seeing what can be done. Do you need to rework something? Do you need to release something? Do you need to rekindle something? So see where that takes you. Oh, and, you know, in the midst of that, on the 13th, we have a full moon there. So, Scorpio, you know, something big is climaxing there for you around the 13th, big endings or achievements or celebrations in one of those realms. Venus is going to spend most of the time in Pisces starting on the 2nd of January all the way till February 4th. So for Scorpio, this is your zone of true love and lovers, children, creative endeavors, and recreation. And here you have Venus coming on board, bringing the joy, the pleasure, the beauty, the love flow, the income possibilities into those realms for you. It's just a fabulous combination. So I think you're going to really enjoy most of January because of that. We have Mercury going into Capricorn on the 8th, and so from the 8th through the 27th, it will help you amplify your talks and meetings and interviews, your auditions, your sales, your writing, your short trips and local activities, as well as if you have more you want to do with siblings, neighbors, moves, vehicles, or electronics, it's ramping up and quickening the pace during that time. the Aquarius energy for Scorpio that's going to start to kick in on the 19th onward is going to really put the focus on home, family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents or roommates. So on the 19th, the sun moves here, puts a spotlight on you there for 30 days, Scorpio. You're standing out, you're shining, you're more physically involved. Or there's something about your image or brand or name or title or personal needs and desires that are playing out here, and you definitely have an edge there. On the 27th, Mercury comes into the story and will be there till February 14th. And so during that part of the journey, you know, you have more opportunity to get into talks or meetings or sales tied to these themes, or write or field offers or make decisions about those themes. And then on the 29th, there's a new moon. Again, it's about your home, your family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents or roommates. So you have 2 weeks to start something new or take what you're involved in and move that ball forward. And finally, in January, we have Uranus has been kind of looking at the past, slowed down in a holding pattern 4 months, and on the 30th is going to come out of that retrograde and go direct. This has been impacting Scorpio's romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, and advocates. So from the 30th until July 7th, you are now going to be back in forward motion, reinvention, excitement, more social stuff, more online things, more originality, more interesting moments. That you can move the ball forward in the way that you're valuing and being valued in these one-on-one relationships. All right, so for Sagittarius, Mars is retrograde from the 1st through the 5th, and in your 9th house. And so during those first 5 days, if you still need to reassess, release, rework something legally or about education, media, marketing, travel, distant situations, ceremonies, religion, or politics, you do still have do-over mode in those realms 4 or 5 days. And then Mars is going to take his retrograde into Cancer on the 6th, early in the morning, and put you into do-over mode in that sign until February 23rd. So for Sagittarius, this is the deepest part of the chart. During this time, you may determine you need to go back and address what needs to be done about loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, a partner's money, or any other kind of financial influence in your life. It also could equally be that this time is a time to rekindle, rework, or release something in your sex life with a sexual attraction or addressing a sexual issue or reproductive need. It could be a time where you're readdressing something about divorce or a birth or a death, or it could be about power and transformation or third-party influences. So watch the 6th for clues about what this might be for you, and that gets underway on the 6th. And I also want to say in the middle of all this, well, maybe not the middle, but on the 13th, there's a full moon in the same territory. So Sag, something's coming to a climax. You're wrapping up, marking an ending, or you're celebrating or achieving something big in that financial, sexual, reproductive, mortality, divorce, or third-party arena. Now, Venus is going to be in Pisces most of the month, starting on the 2nd and all the way until February 4th. So, Sag, that means the joy, the love, the beauty, the money flow is playing out at home with family, with roommates, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents. This is where the good stuff is, so make the most of that. And Mercury is going to be going into Capricorn on the 8th through the 27th. So for Sag, this is going to open up more talks, meetings, interviews, offers, decisions about income or about purchases, products, or possessions, or that is focused on values or how you're being valued. We have a lot of energy coming into Aquarius this month. Starting on the 19th, the sun moves in for 30 days, puts a spotlight on you, Sag, in your local arena, with moves, short trips, your vehicles, your electronics, your siblings, your neighbors, anything about your ideas, your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, auditions, your flirtations, or decisions. So, Sag, you have a lot to choose from there, but if you show up and get physically involved or you promote yourself or focus on your brand or image or needs there, it's going to help promote that forward. Mercury joins in on the 27th through February 14th. It will amplify the quickening of what's going on in all of those arenas. On the 29th, we have the new moon here, which will give you 2 weeks of cosmic boost behind you to really launch into something new or take what you're doing and move that ball forward into some new chapter or direction. So a lot happening there. On the 30th, we have Uranus coming out of months of retrograde and finally going direct. So from the 30th until July 7th, you're now going to start to see new, exciting, experimental, innovative, reinventive, original energy, social, online, coming into work opportunities, to what's going on with your health or your animals, what's going on with your coworkers or hired help or paperwork. So you do have forward momentum there again, and it is a big time to kind of reassess, like, do I want to reinvent something new for myself through my health or my work or with my animals or coworkers or, you know, agreements and all of that. All right, so for Capricorn, Mars is retrograde from the 1st through the 5th. And so during this time, the first 5 days, if you still need to readdress anything involving a sexual attraction, power, control, jealousy, third-party influence, reproductive need, anything in the financial realm, loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, etc., anything with divorce, then you are in do-over mode from the 1st through the 5th there. Then Mars is going to take his retrograde into Cancer on the 6th, early in the morning, and stay there until February 23rd. So over those weeks, Cancer, you get to go back and revisit old anger, old passion, what happened, what needs to still happen, what you can do over with a romantic partner, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates. And so these weeks, from the 6th of January till February 23rd, readdress, release, rework. In the middle of this, in this month, on the 13th, there's a full moon in that relationship zone, Capricorn. So something big is coming to a climax. You're wrapping something up or ending it with one of these people, or you're having a breakthrough, achieving or celebrating something with one of these people in the mix. Venus will be moving into your third house on the 2nd of January and be there till the 4th of February. So, Capricorn, this means that the love, the money flow, the beauty, the pleasure, it's in your local neighborhood and local arena. You can find it in short trips to nearby places. You can express it through talks and meetings and offers and proposals and decisions. It can play out through sales, through your writing. You might experience some of it with siblings or neighbors or focused on your vehicles or electronics. So quite a bit of places to find the good stuff there and lots of weeks to do it. On the 8th, we have Mercury moving into your sign, Capricorn. It'll be there till the 27th. So over those few weeks, you know, the talks, the news, the offers, the decisions, the sales, the agreements, they're focused on you. So you might be the one initiating them. You, maybe your name is on the dotted line. Maybe you're in the meeting. Maybe, you know, it's about what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. It's all about you. So it is going to amplify there during those weeks. Then we have a lot going on in Aquarius. So for Capricorn, you know, this period of the month starting on the 19th onwards really going to amp up what's happening with your income opportunities, purchases, products, possessions, values, or how you're being valued. So the sun moves into this territory on the 19th for 30 days. Puts a spotlight on you there, Capricorn. You're standing out. You can go for it. You can physically show up to make the money, the purchases, products, or possessions, or you can pursue your needs there, or you can involve your brand, your image, your name, your title, your identity, and what's happening there, and really pitch it, promote it, go for it. Mercury comes into the story on the 27th through February 14th, so lots more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions about money-making opportunities, purchases, products, possessions. And then on the 29th, there's a new moon there. This opens up 2 weeks of cosmic boost moving you forward. It can help you launch new ways to make money, make new purchases, start new products or possessions, or it can help you take what you already have going on and move that ball forward into new directions or chapters. And then finally, Uranus is coming out of months of retrograde and going direct on the 30th. Capricorn, you're coming out of the holding pattern, the slowdown, and you're ready to now start reinventing, getting excited again, trying new things when it comes to your love life or lover, when it comes to the kids, when it comes to creative endeavors and recreational pursuits. This is a really special time where you're looking for new ways to inform how you're valued in those realms and see what is possible. All right, so for Aquarius, the first 5 days of January, you're in do-over mode about a marriage partner, a business partner, your clients, your specialists, your agents, attorneys, advocates, or other relationships. So you might be going back to the past and readdressing things there or releasing something there. And then Mars is going to take its retrograde into the sign Cancer early on the 6th and be in retrograde mode there until February 23rd. So now your do-over is going to shift. It's time to go back and reassess what's going on with work, with health, and animals in your life. And it's time to maybe revisit something with coworkers, hired help, or paperwork during that time as well. And so really tending to those details, what do you want to rework, what can you rekindle, what can be released, this is where the do-over will go. Now, Venus is moving into Pisces on the 2nd of January and will spend the rest of the month and up until February 4th in this sign. So, Aquarius, this means the good stuff is coming into your zone of personal income, purchases, products, possessions, gifts, values, and how you're being valued. So there's a lot more love coming to you through those realms. There's a lot more money flow in those realms. There's a lot more potential for beauty or pleasure in those realms. So enjoy that. And then Mercury moves into Capricorn on the 8th through the 27th. So Aquarius, you know, this is going to amplify more talks, meetings, offers, decisions, maybe some sales or writing that are playing out behind the scenes, behind closed doors, in private and secret, through research and development, tied to artistic, romantic, or spiritual realms, or involving bad habits, addictions, secrets, deceptions, or institutions. Then we start to have a lot of energy playing out in your sign, Aquarius. On the 19th, the sun moves into Aquarius for 30 days. This straight up puts a spotlight on you. It is your time of the year to shine. You are the center of attention over these 30 days. You can focus more on what you want to do about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, or you can show up and just be at the heart of whatever is going on during this time, Aquarius. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. On the 27th, Mercury moves into your sign and joins this Aquarius story up until February 14th. So a lot more talks, meetings, offers, proposals, decisions, invitations involving you. So maybe you're offering them out or maybe they're coming to you, but it will definitely be about what you want to do there. And then on the 29th, we have a new moon in your sign. So starting on the 29th and over the next 2 weeks, you have a major cosmic boost that can help you launch into anything brand new physically, personally, or take what you're doing and move it forward in some new chapter. And then finally, your ruler, Uranus, has been retrograde for months. So you've been slowed down for months, really reviewing the past and its impact on who you are, as well as what's going on with your home, your family, your moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents or roommates, and your emotional needs, I should say. And so when this goes direct on the 30th, you're now ready to start coming out of that past focus and start to move forward. What comes next? Where's the excitement? Where's the sudden changes? Where's the innovation? What is coming in socially or originally or online, you know, in those realms? And it'll be direct until July 7th. All right, so for Pisces, the first 5 days of the month, Mars is retrograde in your sixth house. So if you still need to release anything or go back and rework something involving your work, co-workers, hired help, paperwork, your health, or your animals, then those first 5 days are still giving you that momentum. Then starting on the 6th, early in the morning, Mars is going to take the retrograde out of that territory and into your fifth house. And it will be retrograding there from the 6th of January all the way until February 23rd. Pisces, this is a big do-over involving your love life or a lover, children, creative projects, and or recreation. So over these weeks, the rest of January, most of February, you could have past lovers, kid issues or interests, creative projects or recreational pursuits coming back around to be revisited. You could be reworking current situations. You could be letting go of something altogether in one of those realms over these these couple months. And so definitely looking at what, where your passion is, where your motivation is, where any old anger is, and how, what you can do about it during those months. All right, so Venus is going to move into your sign Pisces on the 2nd of January and is going to stay there until February 4th. And you are going to feel loved, and you are going to feel beautiful, and you're going to feel special because this is a wonderful energy to host. You may find it's easier to attract enjoyable moments, to attract love or express love, to attract income flow. You may want to, you know, focus on your looks or your wardrobe, your image. You may want to physically show up and be more involved in income or love scenarios. Definitely a good period for the Pisces, so enjoy that. Mercury is moving into Capricorn on the 8th and will be there till the 27th. So for Pisces, this is going to mean more talks, meetings, offers, sales, writing, decisions that are either involving friends or associates, groups, things that play out online or through astrology or science or charities, or involve parties, groups, or parties, gatherings, events. Or Pisces, there could be more talks or pitches or offers involving original projects during this time as well. So make, set goals and go for it there. And then we have a lot of energy in Aquarius. Starting on the 19th, the sun moves into this territory for 30 days. This puts a spotlight on you behind the scenes, Pisces. So you may be physically more involved or personally pursuing more that has you tied up in something artistic or romantic or spiritual behind closed doors during those 4 weeks. Or you might be doing more research or just taking more time to rest and recuperate and recharge your batteries and dream a little bit. You might decide you want to go to an institution and have a procedure done or go to a retreat or spa and, again, recharge yourself. Also, if there's a Pisces that is that are having issues with bad habits or addictions or secrets or deceptions, you might, you know, go within and work on those or get some help during this time frame. On the 27th, Mercury moves in to join the story and will be there till February 14th. So this will help you meet people, get into talks, field offers, make decisions about the artistic, romantic, or spiritual, or the institution, the research, the bad habits, addiction, secrets. And then on the 29th, the new moon kicks in. This gives you 2 weeks of cosmic boost. It can help launch you into something new or take what you're already doing and move it into that next chapter when it comes to these romantic, artistic, or spiritual matters, or with the bad habits or addictions, secrets or deceptions, institutions, research, or, you know, recharging of your battery. Now, Uranus comes out a month of retrograde and is going to go direct on the 30th, so you kind of been slowed down and in a holding pattern over your decisions you've been thinking about. And when it comes to getting into talks and meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, choices, but this is now going to start to move forward again, all of it. And it's really innovative and it's exciting and there's going to be some sudden opportunities and there's going to be stuff that has a social or collective influence to it or plays out online, involves friends and gatherings and all of that in those realms. So you are ready to start moving and reinventing up through July 7th. It also might bring some interesting new opportunities with siblings, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics during that time. There could be a flirtation that's really going to be exciting for you over those months. The sales could pick up, the writing opportunities. Your speaking obligations could really kick in some interesting, unique ways. So there you have it. So January looks to be quite the month, and I hope everybody has a wonderful January. It's Zoe Moon, and I will talk to you guys next time. Have a good one. Bye-bye.